Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Linda Lawson, and I'm happy to tell you that I am on, in spite of technical difficulties that are happening as we speak. Hopefully, you're hearing some music right now. I can't tell. I'm not able to access my studio, but I am doing the best that I can. I did promise a planetary healing and harmony meditation tonight, and we will have that. Good evening. I am back. Delighted. The main reason I am back is because the planet is in such disarray. Many, many ones are reaching for something new and just really have no clue of how to get there or what to grab for. And not the grabbing is necessary, more going within, going deeper within, into the core of the heart, or any layers of the heart that you can penetrate, to go into them and to connect with many ones in that way. So, if the planet at this moment, or in other moments, depending on where you live, is more than you can take, and some days it truly is. Some days I just need, well, not actually every day, I need the tools that I have available to me, and all of you will have something available to you, at, you know, accessible to you. You might be wanting more, so make sure you're using what you have first. Use that up, love it up, and open your heart to receive more. You know, you might have to let go of something to do that. It's all right, because you're probably not using it anyway. It's like having a lot of clothes in the closet that you no longer wear. They're lovely, and you might have paid a lot for them. Maybe some things you never, ever wore. They're just there, and you're hoping for a day that you will. Well, the moment that you got them and you wanted it, you know, and you still haven't worn them, and it's still years later, you know, if it's more than 2 years, you probably aren't going to wear it. You know, just pass it on. Let yourself come forward current. So what's going on with the elections here in the U.S.? My goodness. So many people are saying, well, we don't have a choice. It's the lesser of two evils. And now it's like, oh, no, wait, they're about the same, just in different ways. The two candidates are about the same. I don't want to vote for either one of them. Let's just look at something here. And I'm not saying that that's an incorrect attitude by any means. I'm saying, let's look at something, because we are all connected, whether we want to believe that or not. You know, we're connected to all the other kingdoms, with the animal kingdom, the plant kingdom, the mineral kingdom. You know, try to do without either one of them, any of those. Yeah, and this is an unseen kingdom, but one that works anyway in our behalf. And on behalf of the planet, it's the David Kingdom, the Kingdom of Souls. All of them are there working with us. Of course, we only acknowledge our human selves. And then we only acknowledge those human selves that are pretty much just like us. And everybody else is worthy of suspicion and
everything else we can cast upon them. We come upon a world that we've created where our lower nature has really just run amok. It's just like children who are undisciplined and have no clue what to do, and their whole thing is just to destroy. Maybe they're having fun even destroying it. I can't speak for anyone else, really, for why they do things. But I can say that we can all reach inside, and in our moments where no one else is looking, go into our hearts. And this can be any time during the day. It doesn't have to be any special sanctioned sacred time, although it is quite sacred when you come upon something. It is quite special because it's a moment of truth that you get to, like, be with instead of avoid. So it's quite special. When you come upon a truth in yourself, such as maybe a place where you see that you're very selfish, or perhaps a word my mom used to use a lot, hateful. Someone's behavior she would describe as hateful. Full of hate, you know. Yeah. Or maybe you're holding a lot of self-pity, anger, which is truly a cover-up for sadness, deep sadness. What's underneath the skin that we wear around? We've got these masks on that we accumulate. This is the way things need to look and be. And then see, the older you get, is what I understand and what I see my friends doing. The older we get, the easier it is to go, look, I would love to lay this down. Now, the trick is to do that while you're young, because you don't have that much to lay down in terms of, if you are 20 or 16, you probably have a lot fewer mass accumulated than if you are 60. And yes, it is going to depend on how you spent your life. If you spent your life living it in truth, honesty, the best you could do, considering your body a sacred temple in that way, in all ways, honoring it when other people were not wanting to honor it, holding boundaries, making sure that this place, this is a place where spirit can dwell. Spirit can be here. If you've done that, then your 60 years is pretty good. It's going to, you might be like that 16-year-old. You might be clearer in that way. So it's all quite relative and personal. And the whole thing to do, as I can see it, is to get yourself as clear as possible so that every decision you make is clearly that, a decision to move forward in the direction in which you were headed. In the direction, if you are looking for something new, if you're beginning spirituality student, maybe you don't feel any particular direction yet. That's all right. Great. You will. You'll get there. Really need an ism in this day and time. Isms are going out. It's like something going out of style. It's going out of use. Like an older car. What's coming in is, and it is in, many people are experiencing it this way, is spirituality that is attuned to your heart and spirit, your heart and spirit. there's no reaching for a guru to tell you what to do. Teachers are always a good thing, a wonderful thing. We went through a phase of bowing down and giving our life over to teachers, and then the teachers would help us attain enlightenment. In this age, we are learning to attune to our own direction with the help of a teacher who's already done that. But learning to find your own guidance eventually. Learning to be self-monitoring. There's only so much teacher can truly do. All right, so, geez, you know, I guess I must like to talk. We're going to 8:30, and I have to close. So I'm going to give you a very brief example sharing of the Violet Flame meditation. It will be guided, which means that I will be speaking words, and you simply visualize what I'm saying. And there are many forms of it. Okay, so you can actually run this meditation once you get to know what the main features of it are. You can run this all day long. Whenever you have a moment and you just feel like clearing, because as you help the earth clear, of course, you are helping to get clear yourself. And one aspect of it is for the earth, and one aspect of it is directly for your own bodily systems. All right, and I will, again, on Sunday mornings at 7 a.m., this show is going to go to that time, I will run a fuller version of it, not talk so much. Okay, all right, so I hope you're in a private space. If you're not, the next time, make sure that you are. Private, comfy space where you're not going to be interrupted. Be lying or sitting. The idea is to have your spine straight so the energy can move in the most efficient way and not be blocked, have energy blocked. All right, so just to make sure you're comfortable, let's do some focused breathing, some conscious breathing. We call it conscious connected breathing, just to bring all of ourselves here, all of our attention here, to become present, using the breath to do that. Feel the breath moving through your body. Inhale in fully, exhale fully, without pause. In, out, back in, out, back in. Find your own pace. Do 10 repetitions of that. Done 10 repetitions, then just continue to move the breath up and down your body from your heart down to the heart of the earth and back up to your heart and to the heart of source, up through your crown to the heart of source and back down to your heart and back down to the heart of the earth. And just let your heart guide you as to where, how far, what that is. Don't try to be too mental with it. Feel into where that energy wants to go. And right now you're just moving it up and down, up to the heart of source, through your heart, your high heart, through your heart chakra and down again through the heart of the earth. And continue to breathe in that way as you visualize yourself above the planet, looking down on the planet. I always see myself with others surrounding the planet, like a circle of us, huge circle of us, all different backgrounds, all different colors, hand to hand, shoulder to shoulder, guarding the earth, is how I see it. And through your brow chakra, invoke white light from the light of source, from the heart of source, and send it to the earth. And let that be joined from your heart chakra, a rose pink ray of light. Those two lights combine, white light and rose pink light combine, sending it to the planet, to the kingdoms of the planet, to the animal kingdom. And you can do that by picturing an animal that can be a representative. That's all we need. It's one representative to send to that energy to, and just to have it that would aspect out to the entire animal kingdom. And to the animal kingdom, to the plant kingdom, I have a beautiful redwood tree that in a yard where I used to live, what I call grandfather tree, that I send energy to the plant kingdom. And I visualize the white light and the pink, rose pink ray of light moving through the tree, down into the roots, and then connecting to with all the plant kingdom through that way. In the mineral kingdom, you may use either a crystal, being a crystal cave that you focus on with the those two energies, the white energy and the pink rose energy. And or sometimes I use just the minerals of the earth in the dirt and the stones, mountains, and let the earth just be penetrated by the white light of source and by the rose pink light of unconditional love. And the David kingdom, the creatures that, beings, and not creatures per se, but the beings that assist all of our systems to work, the plant systems and our body systems to work, the David kingdom, mainly the plant kingdom, however. I'm thinking of the angels for our bodily systems. We send the white light of source. We send the rose pink light of unconditional love to the kingdom of souls. We send the white light of source, the rose pink energy of unconditional love. And we see the earth. Oh boy, how can we forget the human kingdom? Let's find one that we can send through. Send this light two through to represent all of us. Send white light of source, rose pink light of unconditional love. And then let's send that light all through the earth, all through the planet, to see it enveloped in that light. And let's also send now, picturing the earth being surrounded and enveloped in a violet flame of light. The flame doesn't burn like fire burns. It clears. This flame is in use now. Many people around the globe use the violet flame meditation to help it clear, to help the planet clear, and to help clear themselves. It's quite a gift. because you can move it through your body as well. So we're going to move it through all the kingdoms, and we're going to see the earth completely engulfed in a violet flame of light. Okay? All right. See yourself, just quickly, any places on the planet that are especially enraged, in conflict, in disharmony, and right now there's a lot of them. From the viewpoint of being beyond the planet, not with a personal agenda. There's no personal agendas to have. We don't personally do anything. We don't personally solve anything. We give the energy through our own intention to the planet. But the intention is an impersonal one to the planet as a whole. And we let the energies feel where to go, what to address. We don't address anything personally. All right. So have fun with it. Now you're going to move it through your body. Move it through your physical body, all through the organs, just any place where there's pain, through the chakra system, let it enter your crown chakra and go all the way down the chakra, the brow, the throat, the heart, the solar plexus. Forget the name of that one. It's the one for the genitals, the reproductive area. Sacral, and your root chakra. I always do my feet chakras too. Boy, we forgot the ground, didn't we? Okay, almost out of time here. So have fun with the violet flame and know that there's much more to do with it, but you can get started with that. And thank you for tuning in today. I'm happy to find out that people were still listening to my show even through the years that I was not even on the show. They were listening to old shows. So until next time, do your best. Run the violet flame meditation every day. Say some affirmations as well. Teach your unconscious mind to do its best and work with you. Know that hope is always there. That's what we always have. We always have unconditional love available to us. Tune into your hearts deeper and deeper. The more you clear, the more you will be able to do that. The more you do the violet flame, the more you'll be able to clear easier. Okay? So until next time, I will see you. Yes, let's talk again. Heart to heart.